In our last study of Genesis, we've gotten through chapter 33, verse 19, but we have not yet talked about verse 20, which is the last verse. At this point, Jacob had come to Shechem. He and all of his large family and possessions had crossed the Jordan River. They were now in the land of Canaan proper. When Jacob arrived there, this city was controlled by the Hivites, a Canaanite tribe, whose chieftain was a man named Hamor. And Hamor had a son named Shechem, and possibly the city was named after him, or he was named after the city, one. But Jacob purchased the parcel of land from these people, and he pitched his tent here. And verse 20 says, "And he erected there an altar, El Elo Israel." Jacob rightly considered this acquisition of his first property in Canaan to be an important milestone in his life. Accordingly, he wanted to first of all build an altar there, dedicating it to El Elo Israel, saying in effect that his God was the true and mighty God. God was the God of Israel. That's what this is saying. And it's significant that in naming the altar, he used for the first time, as far as the record indicates here, the new name Israel. There, in the center of an idolatrous land, he had established a new center of worship of the true God. And so now we see Jacob is established in this land of Canaan with the first altar, with the first, you might say, settlement of his people in that land. So this brings to a close chapter 33. We're now ready to move into chapter 34. We feel that Jacob and his family must have actually